What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the bunker with another sick woman file. It would seem that you guys really enjoyed the first episode. I must say, the reason why I stopped doing this series years ago was because I had so many articles, and I got a subscriber over on MGTOW.TV that's already sending me articles. Now, I will never, ever have too much material for this series. So, of course, I'm going to do this one sparingly. Now, gentlemen, this society, as we all know, does everything it can to portray women as innocent. Women do no wrong. And if women do something bad, it's always some man's fault. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Now, this article in particular was published on the 20th of October. Lovelorn, arts professor, imprisoned for butchering colleague with fire poker. Now let's go ahead and change the word butchering to brutalizing, because the victim did survive. However, when you listen to what this woman did, yeah, a professor at a New England liberal arts college for women who used a fire poker, a rock, and pruning shears to torture a colleague for hours was sentenced on Wednesday to at least a decade in prison. Rie Hachinagi, 50. It would seem that Asian women are going absolutely batshit crazy nowadays. An art professor at Mount Holyoke College in Western Massachusetts Pioneer Valley pleaded guilty in Franklin County Superior Court on Friday to 9 charges in connection with the attack on fellow professor Laurette Savoy at Savoy's home, according to Northwestern District Attorney David Sullivan. After the change of plea hearing last week, Judge Francis Flannery recessed the court until Wednesday morning, where he sentenced Hachinagi to 10 to 12 years in state prison. Hachinagi appeared at Savoy's home late at night on December 23rd, 2019, and claimed she was seeking emotional support after a breakup. After Savoy opened the door, Hachinagi bludgeoned her, held her in what prosecutors called a quote-unquote 4-hour torture session that continued into the early hours of Christmas Eve, and allegedly told Savoy she loved her for years and Savoy should have known her feelings. Yeah, this woman is batshit crazy. In an impact statement shared in court, Savoy, who taught geology and environmental studies, said that she suffered quote-unquote literal torture of body and of mind, not knowing if I would survive the next minute, yet needing to find some way to save my life. Savoy told Hachinagi, or she said, excuse me, that Hachinagi told her she would not live much longer after remarking on how much blood she had lost, according to the Greenfield Recorder, and continued to watch her bleed while taunting her and telling her she would be blinded and disfigured before she was killed. Quote unquote, "She betrayed my trust, invaded my home, and tried to kill me with premeditated violence," Savoy said, the cruelty she wielded with weapons and expressed in words was extreme. According to prosecutors, Savoy sustained stab and puncture wounds in addition to broken bones. Her face was fractured after Hachinagi restrained her and repeatedly punched her in an act of quote-unquote random savagery. Savoy eventually persuaded Hachinagi to seek help, prosecutors said, but her trauma was endured. The emotional, physical, financial, and professional impacts of this crime have been huge, and they continue, Savoy said Friday. Now, the defendant's violation of me is part of a public persona that I did not choose. She has invaded my privacy, my career, my life. Hachinagi pleaded guilty to charges including 3 counts of armed assault to murder a person 60 years or older, 3 counts of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon on a person 60 years or older, and a single count of mayhem, home invasion, and entering a dwelling at night for a felony, according to the district attorney's office. Her lawyer, Thomas Kokonowski, had pushed for a shorter sentence of 5 to 7 years that could be followed by probation. Of course. He reasoned that Hachinagi did not have a history of criminal offenses before attacking Savoy. He also argued that she made efforts to manage her angry outbursts. I guess those efforts were in vain. Hachinagi initially pleaded not guilty to the charges in February of 2020 and had been held without bail at the Franklin County Jail following her arrest. Last month, a Franklin County Superior Court judge ruled that with conditions, she could be released if $5,000 cash bail was posted. The bail was revoked after Hachinagi changed her plea on Friday. The former professor began teaching at Mount Holyoke in 2004 and before the attack had taught in the school's studio art history, and Asian studies department. Wow. Just wow. Isn't it ironic that they tried to give this woman even less time? Now, as we all know, if this was a man who did this, he would rightly be thrown in jail and they would have thrown away the key. However, they still tried to find some way to make the viewer feel sorry for this woman. Now, note the first word of the title, lovelorn. Really? Really? Now, she claims that she, quote unquote, loved her victim for years and that her victim should have known that. But yet, she did not say a single word about this to the victim. So no, this is batshit craziness. Makes you wonder. Now, since this was woman on woman, I wonder if our favorite alphabet community is going to say anything about it. I doubt it. But anyway, yes, gentlemen, women in today's society are outright batshit fucking insane. They are losing it. And now I've got way more material to talk about. Oh, well, read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and everything that's in place to try to keep you as the hapless victim will go out right along with it. Because even though society does everything it can to say that women are victims, nah, you're proving just how much aggressive and crazy you really are on a daily basis. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
I've seen some pretty horrible things in my life, but this is just...